Thank you so much for joining us on episode 34 of the Parramatters podcast. I am Barry, as always, with my co-hosts, Bernie and Jono. Bernie, I'll start with you this week, mate. How's things?
Good, mate. Very good. Fantastic win. And did predict it. It was an easy prediction, I thought. But I copped shit for saying we were going to beat South. So I expect my accreditation for predicting the flogging that we gave the Bulldogs.
Congratulations, we beat one of the teams right at the bottom of the ladder. That's
which, that amazing. Beat us before, that beat us only a couple of weeks ago. So Super Coach still in play.
Well, we will return to the Super Coach concept. However, Jono, mate, how's things there in Mackay?
Yeah, feeling good, boys. Feeling energized for some reason.
Okay, well, we're certainly going to jump into the Doggies match. However, just letting everybody know that we are shifting to YouTube. We're essentially going to be broadcasting this, putting it up every week onto YouTube. Now, I do believe we're still going to load it up onto Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and it's still going to go through the podcast platform. However, what we're going to do is essentially record our noggins. Yeah. And you'll see over time that our backgrounds will get more and more Parramatta. I have a flag that's in the post that's on its way. I've got a very makeshift, ugly throw rug, which the cats sleep on, which I've sort of stuck up the back there and I can't get to stick onto the walls. But Bernie has the best background tonight. You win the competition. So well done there, Bernie.
Woo-hoo. I will be bettering my background as well. Jono, I expect to see some Parramatta logos on those big black curtains at some stage. You've got some nice rails up there, so some Parramatta scarves or something can be draping down there. But I suppose this is the problem that we face now that we're covering two platforms, is now everyone who's listening to us is saying, shut the fuck up and move along. We don't care about what your background is. Start talking.
Well, let us accommodate them by jumping into the Doggies match. I'll start with you, Jono. What do you reckon?
Mate, how much better is that team with Mitch Moses in it? The confidence that the boys had in an attack. Yeah. I haven't seen ball movement like that in a while. Like Dylan Brown's like soccer kick through off the back of Mitch Moses' grubber.
So casual.
One of the best pieces of skill I've seen, just like individual skill I've seen all year, just to be that flashy, to be that deft, that pinpoint, the confidence that we played with was absolutely outstanding.
Yeah, it was very casual too, wasn't it? It was very backyard footy kind of stuff. He just towed it through. It was very instinctful. You could see the ball popped up into his arms and he kind of looked around like, oh shit, did that just happen? And so I love seeing him play like that. And you know what else he did? He was kicking a lot more too. He took on the kicking duties. I don't know if Mitch wanted to. They might have just had the finger on ice a little bit and just said, look, we don't want Mitch getting hit on the tackle, on the kicks. So I don't know. But Dillbags was kicking a lot more. But those tries that he scored and the one that was disallowed, the one that he was offside, let's not forget that. He was only just offside. Almost almost three tries under the post. Geez, he's really hitting that extra gear. So he's almost at his peak. So I think it's almost time to put him back into the centres, boys. I think that would be the logical thing to do.
Yeah, 100%.
We got Jakey there on the bench, mate. We're all good. So,
Excuse me. What's the go with Jake being in the team for this week? We will certainly continue our discussion of the Doggies match. However, you have mentioned it, so let's jump ahead. What's that about?
Jono, you want to take this one or do you want me to? I think we're both the same opinion.
Well, we're staring blankly at each other because that's exactly the reaction that this decision deserves.
Yeah. I thought your screen froze.
No, that's me pondering the super coach here.
I'm the one driving the super coach mentality. So I'll take on board the super coach angle. All right. So Mitch missed a couple of weeks with his Mitch missed a couple of weeks with his broken finger. So his fitness level's a little bit down. We need him to get some minutes in before the finals, but we don't want him busting his finger again. We need him playing 40 minutes to 60 minutes. And then we've got a halfback sitting on the bench with Jakey Boy to take us home for the last 20 minutes. Now, that's what the super coach should be doing. Whether or not that's what he is going to do, that's another matter. So we'll find out. If he is the super coach, then Mitch comes off at the 60-minute mark, regardless of the score. If we're 20 in front, 20 behind, or we're dead even, no matter what, Mitch should be coming off at the 60-minute mark. It doesn't matter if we win these games. I think we've solidified a spot in the finals. I'm pretty sure we're not going to make the top eight. So let's make sure we've got Mitch there, because as you said, Jono, what a difference he makes to the team, and we need him there. Otherwise, we just pull stumps for the year, I think. If Mitchie can't play, you know, it's game over.
Well, I think you mean sorry. Top four, Bernie.
Yeah.
What top four solidified? No, we're going to make the top eight.
Yeah, you said the opposite.
What did I say?
I don't think we're going to make the top eight.
Oh, sorry. What I meant. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. That could have been a Freudian slip. That could have been a Freudian slip.
Yeah.
What I meant was, I don't think we're going to make the top four. I don't think that's a possibility. So we got the top eight locked in with the victory on the weekend. So we have to make sure that Mitch is there for the first game of the finals. We need him match fit as well. So he needs to get some running minutes in. He can't get injured. If he does the finger again, you know, pull stumps, we're gone.
Well, I don't think I agree with you here, Bernie. You know, you're saying that it doesn't matter if we win or lose these last two games. It absolutely matters. It absolutely matters. Our semi-finals start now. We've got the Broncos at Suncorp, and then we've got Melbourne at CommBank for our last round. Like, it's time to start playing finals football. And I don't think bringing Mitch Moses off in a tight game for the coach's son is a super coach strategy.
Don't you play that nepotism card, Jono. And what a load of rubbish. What difference does it make the last two games? Melbourne aren't even going to field a full-strength team against us. They're going to run out their B-grade team. They're going to put Munsters on ice. I mean, there's no way they're going to be playing, you know, Jerome Hughes. They're going to have to put him on ice as well. The last two games don't matter. We're going to beat Melbourne easily because they're not going to field a full-strength team against us. Broncos is – that's the concern. I want to see us – get over the top of Adam Reynolds. That's it. Like, if we get over the top of him, that's a big thing. And 60, they're trial games, Jono. The last two games of the year, they're trials games, mate. You just want to get some running meters in your legs. You just want to get your full strength team out there. No injuries going into the finals. We're good. You think differently?
Well, I don't have the ladder in front of me, obviously, but yes, we've locked in a final spot, but have we locked in a home final? Are we yet to the stage, if we lose our last two games and the Broncos win their last two and Canberra win their last two, or whoever's behind us win their last two and we lose our last two, are we still in a position to have a home final at CommBank? Or are we going to be eighth and we're going to be playing the Broncos again at Suncorp in the first week of the finals? Are we going to just give that advantage away? I don't think it's a mentality, you know, coming into the final fortnight of the season to be losing games. The only teams that can afford to lose games right now is Penrith, because they'll bring a reserve grade side up to Townsville for the Cowboys game. And if Melbourne do want to rest players against us, I guess they've earned that right as well. But there's only two teams in this comp right now that can rest in the last 2 weeks, and that's Penrith and Melbourne.
I think both of you make good points in the sense that, as Jono said, we want to build momentum and we want to carry that through into the finals. However, I get what Bernie's saying. I think, Bernie, what you're missing is it's okay to lose against Brisbane, but fuck Melbourne.
Yes, fuck Melbourne indeed. That's never to be, you know, that's always a given. You know, I shouldn't need to say that, because that's always... that should just be flashing at the bottom of our screen. News flash, fuck Melbourne. What I'm saying, ideally we go into the finals with two victories under our belt, ideally. But what's more important is that we go into the finals with Mitch. If we don't have Mitch...
Agreed.
We go home.
Agreed.
So he can't get injured. So pull him off at the 60-minute mark. Leave everyone else on. I'm not saying we throw a game.
Yeah.
I just say that Mitch comes off no matter what the score is, because We can't have that kid flogging himself, and he will. And he will absolutely put himself in the line of danger to try and get a victory. That's the way he is, and that's why we love him. But we need him for the finals. Now, the super coach has put his son on the bench so that he can take Mitch off at the 60-minute mark, and he can protect Mitch. That's what the super son is in play for. Mark my words, 60-minute mark, super coach is in play.
Well, that has to be the only reason, because why else do you rest a fully healthy Bryce Cartwright?
Now, that's confusing. Yeah.
But that's textbook BA.
Yeah. I think going in...
textbook super coach.
look. The only reason Cartwright's not in the team is because we needed to have Jake in the team to protect Mitch. That's the only reason. And so if, for whatever reason, Mitch plays 80, that'll do me. Like, you know, to have Jake sit on the bench, Carty not get any minutes. For the finals, we need on the bench Cartwright. He's got to be on that bench because he's the only utility that covers multiple positions. He's the only utility that has game-changing abilities. And, you know, some people bring up his defense. I think his defense is fine. The problem is he never has a regular position. He's playing lock this weekend at Reggie's. Like, you know, he's all over the place. How's he supposed to practice his defense when he doesn't have a defensive combination going with anyone? I mean, we were just talking about the combination between Tom and Wonga. You get the combinations going, and Bryce has had no bloody game time. He's thrown in with 5 minutes to go. The game's already, you know, and he's out there trying to impress. So he's not thinking defensively. So if I'm worried, I am a little bit worried going into this because this could easily get fucked up. Like, we really need Bryce in the team. Why is he playing lock at Reggie's? Like, why are they sticking him at lock? He's playing 13 and Reggie, so I don't know. What is it? Are they trying to get him smashed up? what's the objective?
Trying to toughen him up before finals, get him running at the big boys, which I think is also stupid. But I can see where you're coming from, Bernie. I think the only reason Jake's there this week is in case Mitch needs the breather. So
not in case, enforced. Enforced.
Enforced.
Because he's not going to want to come off. He's kicking and screaming, but he's going to have to come off because you don't want to flog that kid. And against Melbourne, against a half-assed Melbourne team, then he can play the full. But not against a big Brisbane outfit, you know, running at him. And Brisbane have rested Cobbo, so, you know, they're looking after their juniors. You know, we've got a lot of juniors in our team. So I don't know. I don't know why Makamaka's back as well. Apparently he has been tearing it up at Reggie's. I haven't seen it, to be fair, but apparently that's the report, that he's earned his spot back. And I like that. If you get dropped, you go back, you smash it up, and then you get your spot back. You get rewarded for going, instead of sooking and going, I'm not in the team anymore. Apparently he went back, smashed it up, got his spot back. So going into the finals, that team is perfect as is, apart from the obvious, you know, upset.
Yeah.
Change that I would make, Cardi over Jake. And that's just an experience thing. Cartwright's played bloody Origin. I mean, you know, he's I think he has, hasn't he? He's in the Origin squad, at least. I'm pretty sure he's played Origin.
Yeah, he came off the bench once, I believe.
Yeah, so he's got some experience behind him. He's got the skills. He has to be in the team, and I think he will be in the team. And it's just this week.
Well, yeah, precautionary.
But why play him at lock? I mean, now he's at risk of getting injured. Like, it's a violent position, lock. You're up against the big boys. Maybe he is just saying, you know, go and defend. Show me that you can defend and you're in the team. But he defends just as well as Jake does. But
the thing I want to point out here, and it happens every week on our show, when we're describing the team selection, team player positions, who sat on the bench, how long they sat on the bench for. When we talk in the past tense, it's all head scratching. This makes no sense. I don't understand why he did that. Mm-hmm. Yet when we talk in the future tense, suddenly that same coach is going to make these brilliant choices that are there, that are well thought out, and there's a strategy behind them. And then the game comes and goes, and when we talk about the game that's gone, it's like, why did he do that? That didn't make any sense. So I love the theory to what you're saying, but the practice is always head-scratching, baffling decisions.
Barry, all I've got to say to that, mate, is how many first-grade games have you coached? You're not allowed to have an opinion on coaching.
You're not a real fan.
You're not a real fan.
Yeah. All right, well.
Yeah, move on.
I've got a point to make here.
Yeah, we all.
Is that Jono, you might be alone now because I am on board with the super coach
philosophy.
I am.
All right. Look out, Jono.
All right. Hear me out.
Super coach BA.
All year, there's been an intensity, a ramping up of comments about sack BA, sack BA, get rid of BA, sack BA. And I've said that a few times. I actually personally think it's better for us to not make the top eight so that we get rid of him. Okay. That's been heating up. That's been getting more and more intense. Super coach thinks, how do I protect my job? I know. I'll appoint an assistant coach that no one in their right fucking mind would want to take the reins of this any club. So when they go, sack BA, oh, shit, Trent Barrett's our assistant coach.
Yeah.
Oh, no, don't sack BA. Keep BA. I've got to say, that is the work. That is the work of a super coach.
That is the work of a super coach. That's pure genius right there.
It is.
This guy is next level. BA is next level. It is literally out of the frying pan into the fire with Trent Barrett being your... So
that's seven moves ahead. That's how far
he's playing 3D chess 3 years in the future.
5D. 5D. It's just so next level. What the fuck? Why do we get Trent Barrett? Why can't we have nice things? I don't understand it.
Welcome to the life of an Eels fan, man.
Jesus Christ.
I have no idea.
This is why we have no hair.
Why? We haven't even mentioned Trent Barrett, have we? We just completely bloody... It's like it just never happened. What was his name? Ryan Carr or some shit? He was like a couple of months ago, we had a new assistant coach. All of a sudden, here's this guy who, first of all, Parramatta fans hated as a player. Second of all, he went on to coach Manly, one of our, you know, arch enemies. And then he went on to coach the Bulldogs, our longest running arch enemy. He might as well go on and coach fucking Storm first before he comes to coach us. I mean, you know, it's like the guy, and his track record is lose. And you know what everyone has said, you know, in the Facebook groups, there's always these fans who no matter what, they see the positive. All of these people are saying, but when he was assistant coach at the Panthers, the Panthers went on to win the grand final. So apparently the Panthers winning the grand final is all because Trent Barrett was their assistant coach.
Oh, right.
Yeah, a couple of long, long years ago.
So
look, I had a Panthers mate. He drives the courier truck at work. And he reckons Nathan Cleary and Liam Martin are quite high on Trent Barrett as an assistant coach.
Yeah.
So the guy this week that is most excited about us getting Trent Barrett is actually a Panthers fan. So I don't know if there's any information.
Why would a Panthers fan be excited for us? Unless it's
our downfall and he knows it.
It's our downfall, exactly. Yeah. It's got nothing to do with him being a good coach. I mean, they talk about this Seraldo guy being a great coach. Assistant coach, maybe he's going to be diggity dog shit too. I mean, you don't know until they're thrown into the fire. But why we can't get a better? What happened to Mary McGregor? I mean, where is he?
Yeah.
What did he do?
Apparently, now I saw some comments saying they saw him sit next to BA in a coach's box. I haven't seen him once this year.
Yeah.
I
there was a press release at the start of the year saying we signed him.
Yes.
And me and Bernie have been on the lookout ever since, and we haven't seen hide nor hair of him.
Yep.
I have no idea. I have no idea what's going on with that. I have no idea why Barrett's been appointed an assistant coach. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And the thing is, and Barry, you're off point with a little bit, because BA is not going to get fired if we miss the top eight. He's going to get fired if we lose the first game of the finals. He is gone unless we progress past the second week. So we're not progressing past the second week. He's gone anyway. So it's
No.
He's gone. It's a common criticism of him that he can get us to the finals, but he can't progress us past that point. So we need two wins in the finals. We need to either get to a grand final or win a grand final for BA to keep his job. Now, the thing is, if BA gets fired, we have Trent Barrett rebuilding our team, because we're losing so many players. Trent Barrett then starts calling in all of his old mates from Manly, from the Bulldogs.
And the Dogs.
all of their shit players. And his drinking buddies.
Oh my God.
And he's going to sign them to long, big contracts.
If you thought the rebuild was going to be bad under BA, imagine it under Barrett.
I got no problem with BA rebuilding the team. I'd rather him rebuild the team. But I don't want Barrett there. I'd rather us get in a new coach who can rebuild the team if this is the way. Well, it's happening. I mean, we're losing enough players to classify it as a rebuild. So,
yeah.
If there's no point BA rebuilding the team and then getting fired in 2 years' time. Get the new coach in now and let him build his team so that in 2 years' time he has his team that he wants, because we know how hard it is to get rid of dead wood that sign onto long contracts. And that's exactly what's going to happen. I mean, he's going to sign all of his to try and rebuild his team. But BA put together a good team. Team is a good team. And he has made, look what he's done with Sean Lane, to be fair. Look what he did with Isaiah Papali. I mean, he has made them superstars of the game. And I think that he definitely Bradbury's his way through a lot of football. I'd rather him rebuild the team than Barrett. Barrett needs to fuck off. I mean, I want nothing to do with him. Every time he does a presser after, he does a media after the game, he has a sook and he blames someone. The referee did this. And BA gets up and he's like, oh, we need to do this. We need to do that. It doesn't matter. We shouldn't have been in this position to lose it. He takes ownership, and that's a better way to build a team. We've seen that Barrett, the way he fucked over Manly, he fucked over the Bulldogs, because he gets in there and starts crying, saying, you know, we weren't given a fair chance and this and that went against us. That's not the right mentality. The BA's, when you look at Ricky Stewart, okay, like what he said about Jamin Salmon, that was so unprofessional. Like BA, you've got his son getting booed at Parramatta home game. His son's getting booed. If anyone was entitled to come out and say, you're all a pack of fuckwits, like, fuck you guys, and you're all, you know, gutless dogs. What did Ricky call it, Jamin?
It was a weak gutted dog, wasn't it?
Weak gutted dogs. Yeah. Like, if anyone was entitled to come out and call us a pack of weak gutted dogs, it was BA after his son gets booed. And he came out and he goes, well, that's what we signed up for. You know, he didn't make any excuses. And I like that mentality more. If we have Trent Barrett, what we're going to get is a whole heap of, you know,
negativity,
excuses.
And the last coach we had who was like that negative was Ricky Stewart.
It was,
And look where he got us. He got us a spoon.
Yeah, got us a spoon. He did clear out a lot of dead wood, you know, just firing half the bloody team and
five PowerPoint.
Yeah, it's like you're gone and you're gone. Yeah.
Next slide. You're gone. Next slide.
Anyone who's not on this slide does not have a contract. I don't know. Like, I don't want to see us become a retirement village. That's the other thing. People are now calling for James Taumo to be signed. You know, we don't need James Taumo to be signed. You know, we've got Greg the stop sign. Wiramu Greg sitting on the bench, a young, strong kid. We've got the Ojkin kid. I still can't. Apologies. I can't pronounce his bloody name. Got no idea what it is, but he looks like a solid unit. We had Stefano. We let him go. All these forwards that we let go, and then we're just going to sign guys on one-year contracts. You know, it's not the way to go. It's better to bring through someone like Rory McGregor and go, you know, give you a full year running at it rather than bringing an old retirement thing. But I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with the next two games are not so important. The third game is very important. I think the Brisbane game tomorrow night, I think we're going to have a typical, we had a big game and then we're not going to turn up. I don't think we're going to turn up against the Broncos up there. We're up for a bit of a holiday. We'll come up, we'll turn up against the Storm, a half-assed Storm, probably put a good score against them. Go into the first round of the finals, whoever the hell we're playing. And unfortunately, it'll be the week off. So it'll be the week that we've decided to not turn up traditionally. So that's what I'm worried about. If we're lucky, Melbourne give us a flogging. So Melbourne could do us a favour, give us a flogging. Then we go into the first week of the finals and ready to rock and roll. It just seems to be the way that the team goes. So let's cross our fingers that the super coach has brought his son in to get us two losses going into the finals. Maybe that's the super coach has pulled the pin and he's gone, I'm going to get us these two losses, boys. And come the first week of the finals, we'll be ready to go.
Oh my God.
Jono, you want to field that one?
No, I've already said my piece on it, mate. I think our finals start now and it's time to start playing like it. You can't just say the next two games aren't important. You can't go to the finals off the back of two losses.
Why do teams rest their players going before the finals then, Jono?
Because those teams are 10-point clear.
No, that doesn't matter. That's not your argument. Your argument's a momentum argument. So it's like you're saying that we need the momentum going in from now. If you're good enough, week one of the finals, you're good enough. So I agree with you that we're normally a momentum team, but at the moment we seem to be week on, week off. So
if we
have 2 weeks, 3 weeks, because we beat the Doggies, if we have three big weeks, then put a line through us first week of the finals. We need let's bring it on.
My only fear is, and I say I haven't seen the table, is two losses could be the difference between a home final and having to travel to Suncorp again.
But we lost to the West Tigers at home. What does home mean for us? Nothing. Where do we beat the Storm? Where do we beat the Panthers? In their backyard. Like, I would offer that being at home for us means fuck all. So we play better when we're away.
Well, the other thing is, how many other teams are sharing Parramatta Stadium now as their home ground? So it doesn't even
really matter.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think we have a home ground anymore. I mean, we share it. The fact that we go to the away sheds, just looking at the table. So
that's
coming
criminal.
Oh, really? It's ridiculous. And we got sucked into that deal too because they said it was Parramatta Stadium. And then all of a sudden they said, well, hang on, it's Bank West because we're sharing it with the Wanderers. And we went, all right, won't call it Parramatta Stadium. We'll call it Bank West. And all of a sudden it's CommBank and used by seven other teams. I mean, you know, anyway. So currently in eighth, we've got Broncos, seventh Rabbitohs, sixth are Roosters, and we're at fifth. So the Roosters are in there. They're a dangerous side. We don't want to run into them week one of the finals.
Bogey side for us, yep.
Well, the Rabbits are a big bogey side for us. So best case scenario, we're playing the Broncos. I guess so. But they're down the bottom, so although they're going to move up. I don't know. We'll see. But it looks like we'll be playing one of those three teams, either the Rabbits, you know, Broncos or Roosters, so...
That's an atrocious first week. And then the second week, if we miraculously get through the first week, the second week is going to be the Sharks or the Storm Cowboys.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, holy shit. It's like climbing Mount Everest to win the premiership now. Like, holy fuck.
But that's been our run for the past 2 years. We have such an uphill climb at the end of the season.
Last year was Newcastle in Rockhampton, and we should have smoked them. And then Penrith, who were beatable,
and we didn't beat them.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but that's not an uphill battle. That's a That's just a downhill tumble, is what it
is. I'm talking about the lead up to the finals.
Yeah.
We've had for the past 2 years, we have had one of the strongest draws going into the finals, which you would think would be great in terms of honing the team and iron sharpens iron and all of that. But
it just makes us tired.
Yeah, that's right. Because BA doesn't rest players at key points like Melbourne will, like Bernie's making that point, that come that time, mate, Cameron Munster's going to be in a hotel room doing coke. He's not going to be anywhere near the field. No. You know, the key players won't be there. But we are a team. And I actually chipped you too about this last year or the year before, where I'm like saying, well, it was 2 years ago, the Broncos were last, dead last. And the game before the finals, I'm like, we need to be resting. And you're like, no, we've got to get into the top four. I'm like, no, it's best to go rest our team. And then, I mean, we could have beaten the 16th ranked Broncos at home with our B side. We could have. But
yeah, we went
to the finals and we were tired.
I don't think any team has ever won the grand final not coming in the top four. And that's why we were drumming home the point, we got to get in the top four, because if you don't get in the top four, you basically got no shot at winning, you know, statistically. So,
well, we got in and we didn't win. So, yeah.
There you go.
You get in the top four doesn't guarantee you're going to win the grand final.
All right.
If you get in the bottom eight, pretty much guarantees you're not going to win the grand final. So at least we were in with a shot. So
yeah, chip in a chair.
Yeah. Chip well, that's chair. You know, I don't. The thing is, we have the firepower to win this year.
We don't have the coach. We keep saying it. Yeah. He's a muppet. Well, he's a muppet. Nice guy, but a muppet.
Hey, you know, ironically, we would be better off now if BA caught a bad case of COVID and Trent Barrett came in, because Trent Barrett would be better from here getting us to the grand final. He would be better with this current lineup getting in there, and they'd all be like trying to impress the coach. Like, oh, we've got a new coach. We've got to impress the coach. You know, the mentality when there's a new guy in town.
We
would be better off now. Trent Barrett, he could be Super Coach Mark II.
Can I just add really quickly, another replacement that would be better would be a ham sandwich, because BA's bench rotation, it is shit. It will be shit next week. There's no master strategy. It'll just not make any sense. Players will get tired. He won't make good decisions.
Yeah.
And yeah, so honestly, I think if the team were allowed to go, you know what? I'm actually a bit tired. I think I should go off right now. Go on then. You know, I think that would be a better strategy.
The problem with your logic, Barry, is that a ham sandwich serves a purpose, you know. You get a bit hungry, it's like, have a ham sandwich, you feel a bit better. It serves a purpose. BA in the coaching box, unless he's like got an Evian deal or some shit, he's not serving any purpose. I mean, the amount of water the guy goes through, I mean.
No, stop. Have you actually seen him drink them all? He doesn't. Like, it's this weird thing where it's almost like he's like Mark Zuckerberg, like, what do humans do? Oh, they drink fluid. I'll put lots of fluid in front of me and look like I'm a human.
Yeah. You know why he does that? Because he's a super coach. Yes.
That's right.
And only a super coach can drink that much water have to go for a piss. So the super coach is still in play for this year. We're still looking good to win our first grand final in how many years is it now? Is it 36.
36.
Should be 37 in a row for
the Kevin Smith fans.
37. My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks.
In a row?
37 in a row in the car park.
In a row?
In a row. We have to get there before the 37. So it is the year of the eels still.
Yep.
We have the firepower. We're not winning shit next year. And this is still our year. So I'm not that worried about the next 2 weeks. Loss, no dramas. Pig farmers, we're still looking good for our first grand final in an awful long time. It'll be the first one you've seen, isn't it, Jono? How old are you? You're not 37, are you?
It'll be the first premiership I've seen. Yeah, I'm 32.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. So, okay.
I was lucky enough to see the ones in the 80s. So it was
me too. Yeah.
Yeah. So we were like, you know, waving the flag. I was like, this football stuff is great. My team keeps winning. It's like we've won three times out of the last 6 years. I mean, this is, oh my God, this is like
three. I've got a lifetime to look forward to this.
And then I think we lost in 95 and it was like, oh my God, what happened? Then we won in 86 and it was like, oh, okay, we're back now. So yeah, I was like, life is good being a Nils fan. And 1986, it's a long time ago.
All right, yeah, sorry, Jono.
No, I'm just going to add my Parramatta following started in the late 90s, and we were making semi-finals and preliminary finals every year.
Yeah.
It's like, this is great. We're a top eight team every year. Like, how good are we? And then the bleak times came. And
but you know why we were making the finals in the late 90s was because of Super League, and we took all of Canterbury's best players. We literally took their spine, I think, and then we went, okay, put them into our, you know, system, and all of a sudden we had a good team in the late 90s, and 2001 was a brilliant year, apart from Joey Johns ruining the party against Newcastle. Anyway, we'll live in the now. Parramatta, don't worry too much about the game. When is it? It's tomorrow night, isn't it?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Yeah, all right. So don't worry too much about the game tomorrow night. If we lose, it's just, you know, it's just a trial game. And then against Melbourne, we'll run over the top of them because they're going to be half-arsing it, and we're looking forward to it. So as we always say here, boys, click go the Eels.
Click go the Eels.
Click go the Eels.